you're right. There are no dividends coming, you know, or Christmas bonuses coming. There's social dividends, but not ones that directly affect the pocketbook. And I think that's a really good question, because I think it's a challenge of most organizations. Any organization that's interested in sustaining itself really wants to think about that question, because if they don't, they're going to get taken back. The staff in our organization, we have a lot. Oh, we have one woman in particular that has been with the organization for 22 years in the courthouses helping women. All of a sudden, you're now in a criminal situation where your spouse has been charged, and now you don't understand how the criminal situation went, and there she is explaining it, and she's done it for over 20 years. Like, remarkable. We've had many people like her that are in the organization for years. But if you can imagine, the opportunity for burnout is significant, especially when you're dealing with such harsh realities of often very horrible situations, and young kids are involved, and it's really challenging, and that burnout is a real concern. So there's a lot of professional development within the organization, and not expensive consultants coming in. We can't afford them, but self-care amongst the community itself to make sure that people stay well and stay healthy so that they can do their job. Within the volunteers, board members, yeah, we lose board members because of they've still got young families and, you know, an extra challenge, or they're part of that sandwich generation. All of a sudden their parents get ill, and now they've got young kids and parents, and, you know, their volunteer work just has to go on a back shelf for a short while, and that rollover happens. And, you know, typically we're trying to usually fill one or two board members a year. They've been with us 7-8 years, and it's time to move on, etc. So that is a challenge. So you're constantly out looking for a different skill set or more people that have the capacity to join us. We're very clear in our volunteer exactly what you're getting into. It's going to be probably X number of hours a week or a month, you know, so that people know what to expect. So managing expectations, that this is what it means. Sitting on a board isn't actually, you know, holding a seat once a month in a meeting. It's actually roll up your sleeves and get to work in a nonprofit organization. So there's lots to do. So that's how the staffing is one thing. The volunteers and the board members are another. And yeah, it is. It's a constant. It isn't a laboring challenge all the time, but it's always on the horizon that, you know, there's a good chance there's going to be turnover. There's a good chance we're going to lose somebody, or that somebody's going to need to take an extended leave so that they can recoup, or they go back to school to get their master's degree. So it's constant.
In my organization, as I said, it's very young. So they, and, you know, I've experienced people who are transitioning out as well as people who are transitioning in. And it's exactly what Nora said. It's that the management of expectations right from the get-go is what is the most important, is saying, you know, you might be there is this event where you'll be working for maybe a month or more with 18-hour working days and almost no weekends. Can you handle it? And if you can't handle it, then maybe you're not the best fit for this organization, but you would probably be successful in another organization where that demand isn't right. And it is very much, I think, a personal choice, as well as having such great opportunities for mentorship, for professional development within the organization itself, travel opportunities within the organization, being able to go on one of our volunteer trips, facilitating for young people who are going on a Me2We volunteer trip in Kenya, where you actually do receive that social dividend so directly. There are times when I am so tired from work, and then I go into a workshop, and you can't describe the difference that you can see your work is making, where a young person, like, seriously, who's never had anybody tell them that they could be anything else other than, you know, flinging, you know, making burgers at McDonald's, or you can't be a leader in your community. And seeing them realize and write an action plan that they can do it. And those kind of opportunities where I can actually see the direct benefit of me typing up, you know, proposals in the office is what can really keep people going. So there are tons of opportunities to do that within the organization, and they build it out in such a way that you can get that, you know, you can understand and feel the results of the work that you're doing every single day. And I think that's what's the most important thing, and also having that expectation. You know what you're getting into.
Yeah, managing expectations is definitely out there. And the other one that I'd say is just selecting the right people to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of Tempest, it's been, we've always made sure that we don't take people who are in it just for the money, and we do that by not paying anything.
So they
make sure that everyone that gets involved is in it because they want to be there. Mm-hmm. And when they want to be there, then it doesn't really fall on my shoulders or on the organization to motivate them. It's these people come and are motivated already. We just selected our third executive director. So after I realized that I need to make money in my life, so I decided I couldn't do it full time forever. Someone named Bonnie Shepherd took over, and she last month was offered the position as a business manager for UNICEF. After her experience with Tempest, which is exactly why she got into Tempest in the first place, is because she wanted that kind of launching pad into the larger nonprofit organization world. And now we have someone else who's the exact same as Bonnie was 2 years ago when she started. Nick is our new executive director. He worked for Plan Ireland for a little while, which is part of Plan International, and he was just doing anything that anybody could do. Nothing really significant in terms of like requiring specific skills, but still important stuff, just the, you know, day-to-day office tasks. And he has a master's in development, and he wants to take it to the next level, so he's come in, and I know he'll stay with us until he gets another great job offer. So